Breeze and sunshiny day, a little breezy at 15 miles an hour, but hopefully we get in the 40s or at least close to it. Joining me is Mark Hodges, director of Plains Grains in Oklahoma. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Well, I heard it's getting warmer in Oklahoma. That ain't necessarily good, is it?
Good news and bad news. Yeah, it's going to be in the 70s predicted today. And of course, it's bad news from a crop standpoint and from a moisture, which we don't have, standpoint. So good news and bad news.
Now, did this drier weather start last fall then, or when did you really start getting into this?
Well, it really started really right at planting time. We've got areas in the Oklahoma Panhandle and western Oklahoma, back into the Texas Panhandle, that haven't had any moisture, measurable moisture, for about 4 months. And obviously, we didn't get a root system developed. We didn't get the kind of tillers we would have liked to have. We missed a lot of opportunities. You know, when the price of grain or wheat, in this case, is low, a lot of times producers can make it up on the grazing side with livestock. We haven't had much of an opportunity to do that this year.
So is it, how critical is it? Are we getting to the stage where you've lost some yield already, or you've lost some fields?
Well, yield is going backwards at this point, for sure, because, we just didn't get the kind of root development or tiller development we would have liked to have had. And it's going to already limit us on yield. How much it limits us depends on when we get the moisture and when it comes. And, of course, the Great Plains, from the standpoint of being beneficial or not being beneficial, obviously the further south you are, if you're in Texas and Oklahoma, you really do have to have that moisture quicker than whether you're in Kansas or Nebraska. But I'm not saying those guys are in good shape either. If you looked at crop conditions in Kansas, especially up in Nebraska, those conditions have deteriorated fairly significantly over the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Now, did you have any cold that hit you in this winter that caused some problems with that, or didn't you get that cold down there?
Well, it did get down in the single digits several times with strong north winds, and of course, like I said, with no moisture, no snow cover, those plants were exposed, and of course, the upper few inches of soil, even if there was some subsurface moisture, those wheat roots weren't down in that moisture. And with that surface being dried out, you get those single-digit temperatures, and there was no protection for those plants. And I know we have lost some plants. We just don't know how much or how many at this point.
Now, you know, so many times we hear crops, even up here, that look like they were done, and all of a sudden we got a good shot of rain, really come back. Are you at that stage where you could still get a decent crop yet?
Well, We'd never say that moisture won't do us some good, because it will do us some good. But again, with root development and tiller development at this stage of the crop development, we just aren't where we need to be. And if we get moisture, yes, it's going to help us. But I really don't think it's ever going to take us back to an average crop. And again, we'll just have to see when it happens and how much benefit it is before we can try to determine, you know, how much yield loss we're going to have. But I'm actually pretty pessimistic at this point as to where we're going to end up.
Now, this covers, what, 3-4 state area?
It does. Of course, again, if you look at the drought monitor and crop conditions, USDA NAS crop conditions, I think you'll see that Oklahoma's probably in the bullseye right now of that. But it does. It extends into, especially the Texas Panhandle, into Kansas, significantly in those areas as well. And then, of course, those are mainly D3 drought areas. But you've got a lot of D2, again, in Kansas and into eastern Colorado as well. So it does affect a fairly wide area at this point.
That's getting pretty dry. What are these guys going to be able to do with that then, with this wheat? Are they going to be able to come with something else, hopefully get some moisture?
Well, we were down, specifically in Oklahoma versus even Kansas or Texas, we were down to 4.1 million planted acres, which is down from just under 5 million from last year. So we've already lost acres planted, and we lost most of those acres to cotton. And the word we get right now is this spring there's going to be a lot more acres go to cotton, assuming there's moisture there. But there's going to be a lot more acres go to cotton, so I look to lose even more planted acres this coming fall due to cotton.
I know some guys graze it down there, but you don't even have really enough down there to graze this winter?
We don't. You know, again, we just, once it was planted, we never got any moisture after that. So we didn't get the root system developed that we needed, and those guys that turned in early, and when I say early, into November, a lot of times those cattle were pulling those plants up, so they pulled the cattle back off, the ones that were rooted well enough. Either the cattle grazed a lot of the wheat off, or when we got down in those single-digit temperatures, no snow cover, and that north wind, just kind of freeze-dried the leaves, and we lost a lot of forage that way. And so we just haven't had a lot of grazing opportunities like we normally have.
Now, I know we have a big carryover of wheat in the United States, so we didn't think the wheat market would really make much difference, but it is kind of showing that they must believe what's happening down south.
Well, I think they do, and of course, yeah, that's been a problem for us worldwide. All of our competitors have had pretty good crops the last 5 or 6 years, and nobody's really had a bad crop, and even the crop, as far as volume we had, the last 2 years hasn't been that bad. It's been the protein levels that we've really suffered. And in Oklahoma specifically, which I'm most familiar with, obviously, but in the southern Great Plains, there's still ground piles of that lower protein wheat around. And I know there's still some in storage. So we're still working through that.
So you're still trying to get rid of some of the old wheat and don't even know if you're going to have the new wheat crop coming.
We are. And, of course, our hope was that if we treated this crop right, that we could get some average to above-average proteins and start to move some of the old crop out that really needed that blending to get to where we needed to be. But, you know, at this point, producers, with the price of wheat, and you mentioned it was going up, which is good, the price, but they're still a little hesitant based on climatic conditions as to how much or if they're going to put more inputs into this crop. And of course, when it comes harvest time, without more inputs, especially on the nitrogen side, we'll just have to see what happens with protein. It is a concern for us.
I was going to ask you, just what stage do they just say, forget it? Are we talking about a yield that they would like to get, and hopefully they can increase on it, or they just say, get 15, 20 bushels, say I'm not putting anything more in?
Well, again, it's very diverse in stage of development and even stand. So those numbers are going to be hard to come up with. Obviously, they need the yield, but we also need the protein after the last 2 years. And, you know, protein might be able to make them as much or more money than increased yield. So hopefully we have both, but it's pretty hard to be optimistic right now, at least in Oklahoma and up into at least parts of Kansas and in the Texas Panhandle at this point.
Would anybody ever think of going to spring wheat down there a little more if you do get a shot of rain here later?
We've had some, in past years, I'll say experimental areas where there's been spring wheat out. The issue is that we have too much heat in the summertime. During critical stages of development of spring wheat, that we just don't get the kind of yields that we need. And that's also true of soft wheats. You know, there's probably 5 to 7 million bushels of soft wheat, mainly in the eastern part of the state, grown every year. But you get in the western half of the state, soft wheat doesn't work very well either. Again, back to the temp, just doesn't withstand temperatures as well as winter wheat does.
Well, Mark, I got to go, but we appreciate you joining us, and hopefully you'll get a shot of rain here someplace. Anything in the future here? Climatologists are saying anything about meteorologists saying you're going to get some soon?
Well, they're predicting some on the 7 to 10 day forecast, but it's limited amounts, and it's very, it's going to be very, very critical as to how those fronts come through. You know, 100 miles or 200 miles makes obviously a difference of day and night. And so far western parts of the state, we'll see what happens. But there is some in the forecast for in the next 7 to 10 days.
Well, let's hope you get some, and good luck, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks, Mark, for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. Now-